Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have to make Joe Biden appear credible. They have to make him appear sane. They have to make him appear presidential, as a leader, all that. And it's not going to happen. I mean, you want to talk about a job when you got to take a demented old white fool and try to pretend that the nation gives a crap about him. But that's what the left have on their hands for the next, well, whatever time that they decide he can remain their useful idiot. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Glad you're with me. Truth Radio doesn't get out as much because we tell the truth. I'm almost beginning to wear it as a badge of honor that we can't get the show further out there, because if you listen to the program, we make total sense. I tell everybody it's just my opinion. I'm not the news. I'm not even Brian Williams. I don't even, like, elevate myself inside of the news. I just pretty much tell you the way it is. And the reason why there are literally, I don't know, dozens of people that listen to the program and follow me is because I pretty much speak for you. I speak for common sense. I wish I could tell you that there was something mystical and magical, that I'm the black swami, and suddenly, you know, you guys are, you're all, you know, enthralled, engrossed in everything that I say because it's so amazing, which I will agree that occasionally I do give you something to think about that's from a different perspective. But for the most part, all I do is tell you what you already think. I tell you what the overwhelming majority of Americans think. And I tell you the truth. And whether we agree or disagree, it doesn't really matter. It's one man's opinion. And here's what I really want you to understand. Your opinion matters. Yeah, I'm a smart guy. No question about it. You know, high IQ, good education, logic and reasoning in my degrees, electrical engineering, computer science, and math. Very observant about the world around me, thus my comedic take on it all. Accomplished to some degree, but wouldn't even go to compare myself to half the people I admire because I can't hold a candle to them. But here's where I can't hold a candle to everybody. And so can you. In living my life. Living it on my terms. See, if we don't walk around comparing, well, look at all the degrees and all the things that this person has, you know what you equal everybody in? 100%? Being you. Living your life. And that's why being you is so important. Because if you spend your time doing something else, you lose in the battle of life. Because we are all equals in pursuing our lives the way we see fit. Unless you're a sex slave, one of Hunter Biden's, you know, human trafficked people or something like that. But if you are not enslaved by anybody except perhaps your own mind, you are equal to everybody. I don't care what their money they have. I don't care what number of places they visited, the number of people they've hung out with, the types of food they've eaten or whatever. You have a completely unique experience to them that they can't handle, that they can't understand. Oh, we may measure differently socially because we say, well, you know, the person that gets to hobnob and go to art galleries and galas and openings and all, that's really cool. But you know what? There's some pretty cool stuff that happens at street level. Stuff that people that make fortunes can't even contemplate. I'll give you an example. I was talking to the CEO of a company a while back. People know this story. And he says to me, Kevin, I just feel so sorry for these young kids, black kids that I pass, and they're dealing drugs on the street. And my first thing was, stop lying. Stop lying, rich white man. I didn't say it to him, but I just was shaking my head. He had to be looking at me like, what? But I was like, you don't drive by any black kids on your way to work. I know where you live. So stop lying to me. That's lie number one. And then he goes on, and I see these kids, and I just wonder, you know, because he's watched, by the way, he didn't even watch some blaxploitation film about gang violence, but he knows it anecdotally. So, Kevin, let me share with you my observations about black people. So he lies and says he's driving by, going on his way to work, probably in his chauffeur-driven limousine, and he sees black kids and they're dealing drugs, and he can't help but think, if they only had an opportunity, and I shut him down, and I said, look, man, you don't know anything about those kids. Those kids will eat you for lunch if they had the opportunity to have your job. They have more guts than you would have in 50 lifetimes. A kid that gets up, goes and gets his drugs, goes onto a street corner knowing he could get arrested or shot. Would you do it? Of course he wouldn't. But he's going to lament the problem of the black kid, and he knows the situation and all that. He's lying through his teeth. Number one, he's never seen that kid up close and personal. Certainly hasn't spoken to him. And number two, he has no knowledge of what this kid brings to the world. What we should really be looking at that kid as. That kid is a resource. That kid is a freaking Navy SEAL. I was one of those kids. I didn't deal drugs. But I'm saying I have that mentality. That's why I do what I do. That's why I don't take any crap from me. Kevin, we're going to kill you, the new black parent. We're going to kill you. Well, come on. Let's do it. Let's do this. Let's see who dies. I mean, I'll kick your butt. Game on. Where you want to meet? Because I'm going to tell you what. The only butt kicking that's going to happen is going to be yours, bro. Yeah, hey, have you guys seen any video of me getting my butt kicked? I'm all over this country. People know me. Black folks certainly do. They've threatened me within an inch of my life. And I'm still happy. I got all my teeth. So, look, these people are so, they don't know anything about the problems that they claim they want to do, but they want to hype and pretend, ooh, look at us, look at what we're doing for everybody. The big hype right now is Biden scores a sit-down ahead of the Super Bowl. Can you believe that? CBS scores Biden sit-down ahead of the Super Bowl. Really? That's a score? The least watched guy is going to talk before the least watched Super Bowl. And that's a score? As if anybody gives a rat's behind about Joe Biden. You know why anybody would watch this train wreck? Let me tell you why. They would want to see Biden crap his pants and if Dr. Jill would be there to change his depends for him. That's the only reason why you would want to watch Biden on CBS before the Super Bowl. You kidding me? We got a lot to talk about today, people. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm glad you're here. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They are milking this capital breach for all it's worth. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Thanks for paying attention. Thanks for being plugged in, a plugged-in conservative American, a person who should be proudly conservative. The people who make this country work, the people who follow the rules, proudly conservative. And if you happen to be a Christian, which I tend to put with conservatism, because you have some form of religious belief, you might be Jewish, in which case Judeo-Christian values, as we like to say, then even better. People want to demean you. They want to make you feel better. They want to gaslight you. Right now, demand that you make Biden legit. You know that Biden won legitimately. And gaslighting this country to make, you know, to make you feel bad. Like you've done something wrong. You haven't done anything wrong, but they want you to feel like it. How dare you let Donald Trump serve 4 years? He should have served 8.
But don't feel like losers, folks, because I'm going to tell you something. They aren't getting away with it. I don't know when we get our comeuppance, but I know this. I will work tirelessly to make it happen. I'm looking for all kinds of ways to make sure that you guys know how to get around all this stuff. To stay up, do not get down. That's what they want. They want to demoralize you. They want to make you think your situation is hopeless. Let me tell you something, folks. You're not in a concentration camp. They're not building gas chambers where they're going to walk you in and the dust will be, it'll look like it was a volcanic eruption. We're not there. We're not anywhere close. In fact, we still lead this country because you get up and go to work every day and you have the power of economics behind you. Actually, you have two things behind you. You probably have a strong belief in a higher power that's going to get you through. It's going to give you the path, light your path, and you have your intuition, your intellect, and the things that you do to make a living every day to keep this country running. See, the people that they have on their side are the people that are sucking off of America. They're on welfare. They got their handouts for something. They're conniving to get something. And when you start pulling your dollars back and you start thinking about where your money goes, you'll find out they'll come back for you. Here's what I would say to the leftists out there. If you won legitimately, why are you trying so hard to convince somebody? See, we're the Usain Bolts of politics. When we win, we come across the finish line, pumping our chest and pointing up to the score, to the board that shows what time we ran. That's how we win, because we leave no doubt we won. It isn't about illegitimacy, but theirs are illegitimate. I mentioned I spent time with friends of mine the other day. I'm not going to say their names, but thanks for the back cracking, buddy. And thanks for setting it all up, sister girl. You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, my friend, it's a couple, the male of the family, they were going to go visit his mother and father. And they were telling me about it. And he says, you know, my mom and pops are big time Democrats, staunch Democrats, especially the mom. And they're proud that Biden won. There's pride for them. He says they believe the hype. They believe Biden won legitimately. And I said, well, ask her how she felt in 2008 about Obama. And then ask her how she felt about Biden. And then ask her if she believes that the passion for Biden was 12 million votes stronger than that of Obama in 2008. See, that's a test of her to say, hey, you know, it isn't us going, you can't believe. It isn't that. It's saying, Mom, let me ask you this. How'd you feel about Obama in 2008? Oh, my gosh, man. Okay. And how'd you feel about Biden in 2020? Okay. Well, Biden beat Obama, 2008 Obama, by 12 million votes. Do you believe that he had that much more passion and support than Obama? And if you can answer yes to that, then yeah, I'll concede that Biden won. You can tell that to any leftist you want. And let me tell you, unless they're lying to your face, they'll go, yeah, there's a cheat. Because you can't rationalize that. Even if Biden got the same number of votes as Barack Obama did in 2008, you couldn't rationalize that. You'd go, well, I mean, I guess there's a little bit of a growth that occurs in the people in each election cycle, so I can account for that. Okay, great. Account for the growth, and you might get to those numbers. You might get to 68 million, 69 million. But you're not going to get to 82. So that's the problem they have. And see, the supporters of the Democratic Party don't understand this, and nobody really wants to tell them in a way that I'm about to tell you now. They are complicit in crimes against humanity. These wealthy suburban whites have never been confronted with their crimes. And let me explain what I mean by that, because you're thinking, Kevin, you're calling, you know, your friend's mom a criminal. Yeah, I am. No, not in the classic sense. See, the problem with these rich white folks is they don't see the damage that they do. There's no consequences for them in the black community. They're isolated from it. I mean, I'm sitting in a luxurious home of a man and a woman, and my friend, his parents live as well as they do, perhaps better. And they're isolated. These people are so far removed from the life that I live. And my little life growing up in a lower middle class neighborhood in San Antonio, Texas, is nothing compared to some of the lives that I've touched with people that we've gotten adopted or whatever. I go to see these kids and I'm going, holy crap, I lived like freaking Trump compared to them. These kids were in squalor. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to go into some of the places I've been where I just shook my head and went, you got to be kidding. People live this way? And I grew up poor. But here's the point. These rich white suburbanite Democrats think they're pulling the lever and they're helping people every time they pull the lever because nobody confronts them with the real story. They must be made to see their crimes, to see these black communities devastated. They got to see these schools and the outcome where kids come out and they don't even have educations. They're just being rushed through by the teachers' unions that don't give a crap about them. The dumbing down of these kids, the businesses, or I should say the lack thereof. Go to a black neighborhood. I can tell you the businesses are going to be there. You're going to have bail bondsmen's. You're going to have a chicken shack. You're going to have a self car wash. You're going to have a cash express place, a little shop to where you can get some food here and there. You're not going to have Whole Foods and these beautiful Starbucks and these beautiful neighborhoods. You're not going to have any of that. You have a washateria. That's what they call it, a laundromat, a washateria. These people and I have been confronted with the crime in these neighborhoods, the prison population growth, the homelessness in these neighborhoods, and the helplessness of the people. And they buy into it. They think they're doing good. Shameful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the nation's resources are again being stretched by raging wildfires. Meeting with several governors, Biden citing extreme heat and prolonged droughts.
Since our last meeting, the number of large uncontained wildfires has nearly doubled to 66 of those fires. The number of firefighters in the job, the battle them, has tripled.
Crews in Pennsylvania and New Jersey are cleaning up after tornadoes left a trail of damage. One touching down near Bensalem, Pennsylvania, the twister ripping through a car dealership and mobile home park, flipping over vehicles and blowing down power lines.
It just looked like a TV show. Just look at the bomb went off. I mean, it's gone. You know, I've been doing this for 34 years. I never saw that kind of devastation from a storm.
Bensalem Fire Chief Frederick Haran, USA Radio News. Geologists are taking note of a massive earthquake in Alaska.
The largest earthquake in the U.S. in the last half century produced a lot of shaking, but spared Alaska any major damage. The magnitude 8.2 earthquake was reported about 10:15 on Wednesday. It struck just south of the Alaska Peninsula, nearly 500 miles southwest of Anchorage. The quake was 60 miles offshore and 29 miles below the surface of the water. Many people along the coast were given warnings to evacuate due to the threat of a tsunami. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A ban on evictions is expiring tomorrow. The most recent extension on the moratorium from the CDC pushed it to July 31st. However, any future extensions have been hampered by the Supreme Court and the White House, insisting they don't have the authority to extend it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. I could do a whole show on this next topic. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We are a network. We have so many things going on, so many cool things. We've got this new streaming site, the Flick Fest. THEFLICKFEST.com. Festival winning films, other independent films, stuff that I promise you, you will get a real kick out of watching. Great stuff. Hope you'll check it out. Tell a few friends. We've got a few advertisers that we're going to be putting on the program. We've got a lot of things, a lot of changes coming. Good stuff. And I want to thank my operations person and branding person, Angie, won't say her last name. I don't want to get anybody in trouble for dealing with Kevin Jackson, but Angie, for all of her hard work and for her family loaning her to us, hopefully forever. I think we're going to be good friends with those folks. But anyway, I could talk about this topic coming up for a long time. Because, see, it's part of the problem in America. What was supposed to be, what, the fourth estate or the fifth estate or whatever, the press, is no longer the press. They don't care about us. They lie to us. And we relied on one source of press that we thought, man, these guys will help us out. They will, you know, they will do the right thing. And they didn't. Fox News. I don't call them Fox News. I want you to understand I'm calling them FOCK, F-O-C-K, Snooze, S-N-O-O-Z-E. See, because that's what I do when I watch their programs. What? What was I talking about? What was I talking about? Yeah, I fall asleep. Oh, Kevin, they have some good programming. I mean, Sean Hannity. Let me tell you about Sean. Sean abandoned me with a quickness once I was fired from Fox. I haven't done Sean's radio show. You would think that they're not tied together. Sean and I were personal friends. But no, you can't be personal friends once Fox News fires you, because it might impact him, who is a very wealthy guy. Look, I don't have any issue other than here's what I'll tell you. If I was working at Fox News and Sean Hannity got fired and I had a radio show, I'd still have Sean on. I'd still have Sean to my house. I wouldn't be like, well, who's that guy? You know? But no, Sean doesn't do that. I'm just telling you. I'm not calling anybody out by telling you the truth. You either are principled or you're not. And I'm not saying you can't, you know, go against a principle for whatever reason. I'm not saying, but if something is a core belief, like for example, this person's never done anything to me. They haven't violated any code of ethics that I have. So they will still be my friend. It would be like finding out your friend got fired from his job because he missed too many days because he was taking care of his kid or whatever, for whatever reason. Oh, I can't talk to him anymore for this reason. Shut up. That's just stupid. So, yeah, it's not like I walk around going, man, Sean Hannity sucks or whatever. I'm just saying you're either principled or you're not. And as far as I'm concerned, that's not principle. Even if you call me up and says, hey, Kev, so here's the deal. When you get fired, you know, you got to – but these guys, it's really – you know, it's very touch and go. It's very political. I'll give you an example of politics in Fox. If you go on, for example, Sean Hannity's show, then he gets mad if you go on Tucker. You get what I'm saying? That's how political it can be. They will fight over you. Like, you can't do this or do that. Now, I don't think they do it for everybody, but they did it for me. I'll talk about that in a bit. But anyway, here's the deal. Fox News is in the news because of their ratings. And you can sum their ratings up in two words. Dead last. And I have two reasons to celebrate this. One I've already discussed a bit, which is they fired me. And it was a big mistake. They fired me because I made a truthful tweet about Blasey Ford and Swetnick. I think her name was Julie Swetnick. And I typed that they were lying skanks for accusing Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh of unbelievable acts from 35 years ago when he was a teenager. Easily disprovable. They're scrubbing their histories because they don't want anybody looking at their histories, and they've got a complicit Democratic Party, and you witnessed them firsthand. You had Cory Booker and Kamala Harris laughing at the destruction of a good guy, and you had the entirety of the Democratic Party trying to destroy a man because he lived a good life and rose to the degree where President Trump and others recognize his jurisprudence. I think that's absolutely detestable. So anyway, I was right about those women. There was one other one, too. But she ended up going into the woodworks smartly because she finally figured out this is not worth it. Now, where are these women? Are they back out there? No, you won't even hear anything from them. So anyway, I get fired. Fox demanded that I apologize for the tweet, and I told them to go have sex with themselves. I don't apologize for tweeting or any other means of communicating the truth. So they called me right after the phone call. Well, they didn't call me. They called me, and then right after that, they fired me. Literally within a minute of that phone call. Now, they knew the truth already. But they certainly learned it. For those who don't want to admit that I was right, they certainly learned the truth. Because Swetnick and Blasey Ford are not honorable people. And then Fox News puts out a memo that says, my actions were reprehensible. And they didn't offer me my job back either. Well, my actions were not reprehensible because the truth is not reprehensible. But it was their white feminist privilege to exercise when Suzanne Scott, the CEO of Fox, had Lauren Peterson fire me. It was their prerogative. And I don't have any problem with that. It was a huge mistake on their part. Because when I was on Fox, I brought truth. I brought it every time. People remember my interviews because of the way I dealt with Fox, and I dealt with, speaking the truth about this stuff. And I'm not bragging, but I was on point in my interviews. I spoke honestly, truthfully. I had knowledge to back up my positions. I dared anybody to debate me, and millions of people love my work. And even after the 2+ years that I've been gone, I'm recognized by people who remember my work at Fox News. Now, people ask me all the time, Kevin, do you miss it? No. I don't miss it. I don't miss the paycheck, substantial money. I don't miss it. I will not sell my principal for any amount of money. And for those who were out there, man, Kev, I'm scared. You know, if you're scared, then guess what? No offense, you're just not as principled. About, and I'm not. It's not a contest. I get it. Some of you are like, man, I got to pay these bills. I got kids. I get it. I do too. I had all the trappings of everything that you described. But you know what the difference was? I wasn't going to sell out. I wasn't going to go, okay, well, I'll take it back. Nope. I'd be doing my four sons a disservice, my four other adopted sons a disservice, and every man who walked the face of the earth, everybody with his genitalia that hangs on the outside would be disserviced by me selling out. Wasn't going to do it. So anyway, I choose now to dance on Fox's rotting corpse. Now, the second reason why I celebrate the demise of Fox News is it's a demise I predicted elsewhere, and it's back to reason one. No, I'm kidding. There is a second reason why I celebrate this. It's the survival of the fittest. See, what I and a bunch of other people know of the people running the show at Fox News is, in a word, incompetence. So you don't let go of good people because you get a social media firing back at you going, Kevin Jackson needs to be fired or so-and-so needs to be fired. And while I love Dan Bongino, we're buddies, he can't save your network. It takes a lot of things that have to go right to save your network. And look, I've been talking about this for quite some time. As a management consultant, I told this very audience years ago, Fox is dead man walking. I'll tell you this, Twitter, I'm going to be talking about them, dead man walking. I told you guys, I don't know who listens to the, we have the archives. I told you less than 3 years ago, Fox News would be in big trouble. In 2 to 5 years, they would not be the dominant cable channel. I said it with my own mouth on this program. Why did I say that? Because I know what I'm talking about. So yeah. The not-so-conservative leftist feminist control network is learning a cruel lesson. We'll get to it in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too.
If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I have not 1 ounce of sympathy for Fox News. Not an ounce. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the radio part of what we do. Not 1 ounce. When I got hired at Fox, it was a great... In fact, I'll tell you the quick story. So they called me up to go on Megyn Kelly's show like within 30 minutes of her broadcasting, somebody skipped out. So they said, Kevin, can you get there? I live 7 minutes from the studio. I said, yep. I dry shaved in my car, threw on a jacket, put a tie on, went there, didn't even know the topic. I mean, they're putting me in the chair, putting makeup on me. I don't know the topic. I hear 1 minute and I go, be nice to have a topic. And they go, yeah, Kevin, we're trying to get there. And they're still powdering me down and everything. Go, boom, I hear Megan start to do her show. And I find out the topic on the fly. And I knock it out of the park. And Megan called me and said, Kevin, thank you so much. You're one of the only people I know who could actually do this, make this happen. And I said, well, then make sure you put in a good word for me with the management team. Well, after that, I sent a note to Bill Stein. I said, Bill, if I can do that for Megan Kelly, want the top show at the time, you better give me a contract. He goes, yep, let's get you to New York. And then I met with Roger Ailes, and Roger had his dossier prepared on me. And here's what he said. You guys can believe this or not. It isn't me bragging about myself. He says, Kevin, you're one of the most talented pundits. Essentially, he says, one of the most talented pundits today. He couldn't say more positive things about me. And here's what he says to me. I am proud to make you an offer to join the Fox family. That's what he said. After telling me that, he just singing my praises about my work. And he had all my little hits up on his, he had like 12 screens in his office. And he had my hits up where he'd been looking at me, and he's like, man, you are spectacular. I mean, he couldn't say enough positive things. So anyway, he was fair and balanced was his mantra during the Ailes era. And objectivity was the ultimate goal of the network truth. Now, Fox abandoned this as they started purging some of the successful men from the lineup. Now, here's what I'll tell you. I don't care if you get rid of O'Reilly or Eric Bowling. Eric, and I'm friends with both. I don't care if you get rid of them. If you make the decision that we want younger, we want fresher, whatever. That guess out with the old, in with the new. Everybody does it. And quite frankly, I was positioning for a show before I got fired. I mean, they were talking about it. We were talking about it. I wasn't like going, please give me a show, please give me a show. But I was like, yeah, I'd love to do it because I think you need new blood. I think you need somebody to shake things up. So Tucker was being considered, me and others. They stole a show from me and tried it on Fox Nation, and it failed miserably because why? Well, I wasn't doing it. I wasn't producing it. But anyway, here's the point. All of this abandonment has led to Fox just getting crushed. These are the Nielsen ratings. CNN and MSNBC both have higher ratings than Fox, the first time since 2000, as their viewership boomed during the, quote, storming of the Capitol. They saw their viewership soar, both of them. Now, you would think, well, all of them, Fox is the leader, the number one in cable news is what their catchphrase would be for a long time. Well, not anymore. I'm not going to give you the numbers because it's boring, but just say this. CNN and MSNBC beat Fox on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 3 days in a row. It hasn't happened in 20 years. Yeah. Well, get used to it. It's just like Facebook. It's just like Twitter, etc. The three networks were the most watched, and Fox was number three. CNN and MSNBC led Fox News in all the key demographics. Embarrassing numbers, folks. They said Wednesday, the day of the siege, was the most watched in CNN's history and MSNBC's highest rated week ever. That's not saying much. The owners at Fox News, they have the answer. The answer is, you dump your management team. You stop jumping on the fake news bandwagon because you can't compete with fake news. You had a loyal audience who invested in you, and now they're abandoning you. And let me tell you about what's happening right now and is with this whole social media and media thing that's going on with conservatives. It is the first time I can tell you that we are not coming back. This new media has emerged, and the left calls this media conservative. But let me tell you what this new media is. It's not conservative. It's truth media. It's the media that's been lacking for decades, because there's been no journalism for decades. And Trump recognizes this new truth. And you just watch. Watch as these media outlets continue to gain traction. Not only the media outlets, but the social media outlets. And meanwhile, Fox News will be on a death march. The other cable news networks, they're going to get their ratings. They're going to get their red meat people. But these other guys are going to start. Somebody will emerge and become dominant. It may be two or three. It may be two or three, quote, truth or conservative networks that beat every other network combined. I mean, just not combined, but, you know, in other words, the top three will be conservative networks. Then the next two will be MSNBC and CNN. Without a fraction of the infrastructure and so on. Could be more. The bad news, folks, for Fox Pat in the post-Roger Ailes era. See, this is what happens when feminists take over. Well, anything. And just to be clear, conservative women know how to run organizations. They run them like, well, men. But see, that's not what leftist women do, a.k.a. the men-hating feminist. No, these women keep tweaking the model that the man made. And that's what the Fox News feminists chose to do. So now Fox is saying, we're going to revamp. Yeah, man, we're going to, we have the answer. Suzanne Scott, the president of Fox, said, I got it. No. You know, we got it here. Yeah, I understand what's going on. So they're going to revamp the daytime schedule and launch a new opinion program at 7 p.m., which previously housed a news-focused show called The Story. That was Martha McCallum's show. And I love how they explained these changes. Here's what they said. As part of the changes, many of Fox News Channel's best daytime anchors will find themselves leading new time slots and shows. Harris Faulkner, who hosts 2 hours from noon to 2 p.m., will now anchor the 11 a.m. slot, as well as her noon program, Outnumbered. So Harris is the anchor now of this slot. It used to come on after Outnumbered. They called it After Outnumbered or something like that. Bill Hemmer, who took over the 3 p.m. slot that was previously anchored by Shepard Smith, is going to return to co-anchoring the network's first 2 hours of programming at 9 a.m., and they're pairing him with Dana Perino. John Roberts, Sandra Smith, are going to co-anchor 2 hours in the early afternoon, and Martha McCallum's going to move her show back to 3 p.m., the previous hour that Bill Hemmer had. So Harris Faulkner gets to work a little harder. But what's interesting about these other innovative solutions, Hammer's going to go back into his role during the Roger Ailes era. They added the Bush era Dana Perino with Hemmer to doom that time slot. And the Sandra Smith goes from her morning slot, and she's going to partner with John Roberts in the spot where anchors go to die. And finally, Martha McCallum gets demoted to the Bill Hemmer slot that he couldn't save. That's their innovative solution. Reshuffling the deck. Same people, different slots. I get it. It was the time slots, Scooby-Doo. That's what did it. It was the one-armed man. What Fox News validated for millions of people is that personalities don't carry the network. They don't carry the ratings. See, the Roger Ailes methodology worked. It carried the network. And just about any talking head could be put in with a modicum of talent because Roger Ailes knew what he was doing. And what this new management team that's not so new anymore figured out is that the audience is sophisticated enough to know what it likes. And it likes the truth in media. And when Fox decided to follow in the fake news footsteps of everybody else, they paid the price. Get used to these words, Fox News. Dead last.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.